This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Elka. Protests did not slow down Sunday in Myanmar, a day after security forces shot dead two people at a demonstration in the country's second biggest city. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Another large protest took place in Mandalay near a dockyard where the two protesters were killed by police a day earlier. Many of the protesters, like those who were killed, are workers from the railway or truckers and civil servants who've been taking part in a civil disobedience campaign against the junta. A funeral was also held for a young woman who was killed by police in the capital Naypyidaw on February the 9th, 2 days before her 20th birthday. Her death was the first confirmed death amongst thousands of protesters who've rallied against the February 1st coup that toppled the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. When her body was released, a long motorized procession began a drive to the cemetery. In Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city, about 1,000 demonstrators honored the woman under an elevated roadway. I'm Karen Chamas.
Niger voted on Sunday in the second round of a presidential election that is expected to usher in the first democratic transition of power since a West African nation gained independence. Ruling party candidate Mohamed Bazoum is seen by many as the favorite after leading in the first round on December 27th with 39.3% of the vote. He is up against former President Mahamane Ousmane, who scored 17%. Bazoum is backed by the candidates who came third and fourth in the first round. Crowds of voters in Niamey queued in dusty school courtyards, some wearing masks to protect against COVID-19. Bazoum has vowed to make security a focal point as the country battles surprise insurgencies. This is VOA News. A United Airlines flight landed safely at Denver International Airport on Saturday after suffering a right engine failure. That's according to the Federal Aviation Administration. Dramatic images show debris from the plane scattered on the ground of the U.S. city's suburbs. The airline said the Boeing 777-200 plane was heading to Honolulu, Hawaii, when it suffered engine failure soon after takeoff. In an interview, Rob Ball told KMGH he saw the plane fly overhead.
I heard this loud rumble, and I thought it was a military aircraft because it was really, really loud. It came right over the house, and I watched it, and you could see that the right engine was on fire.
There were 231 passengers and 10 crew members on board, and no reports of injuries either on the plane or on the ground. Iran believes U.S. sanctions will soon be lifted despite continuing diplomatic wrangling over reviving the nuclear deal. A government spokesman made the statement on Saturday, signaling Tehran's desire to end the impasse while not offering a new position. Iran and the United States have been at odds over who should take the first step to revive the 2015 accord. Iran insists that the United States must first lift former President Donald Trump's sanctions, while Washington says Tehran must first return to compliance with the deal. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny lost his appeal on Saturday against what he said was a politically motivated decision to jail him for nearly 3 years. He was also found guilty of slander and fined in a separate case. The double legal defeat had been anticipated by his supporters, who believe the Kremlin sees the 44-year-old opposition politician as a threat, a notion the Kremlin laughs off. It paves the way for Navalny to be moved from a Moscow jail to a prison camp outside the capital. Warmer temperatures are spreading across the southern United States, bringing some relief to a region weary of winter. The region faces a challenging cleanup and expensive repairs from days of extreme cold and widespread power outages. In the hard-hit state of Texas, where millions were warned to boil tap water before drinking it, the warm-up on Saturday was expected to last for several days. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster in Texas, directing federal agencies to help in the recovery. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.